Good morning, Carmel. Welcome to Invisible on 91.3. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and alongside me today is...
Niharika Katrigada. I am so excited to be on the show. And for our first topic, we're going to talk about gender pronouns. A pronoun is a word that refers to either the people talking, like I or you, or someone or something that is being talked about, like she, it, them, and this. Gender pronouns like he and hers specifically refer to people that you are talking about.
And another little fun fact about gender pronouns is that some people don't identify as the he, she, they pronouns that they were, you know, just kind of naturally, that's what they are called. But some identify as ni, ve, or spidvak. And what that is if you're trying to say the book belongs to him, if you're saying it in the ni form, it would be the book belongs to Neem, or for the V, it'd be the book belongs to Ver. Up next, we have Reflections by Mr. Wives, but soon we will have Cecil come on and talk about their experience with gender pronouns. You're listening to 91.3. Welcome back to Invisible on 91.3. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and alongside me today is...
Niharika Katrigada.
And in the studio right now, we have Cecil.
Hi guys, I'm Cecil.
And today's topic is gender pronouns, and Cecil has a bit of a background in history with it. So I want to ask her, what do you identify as?
I personally identify as gender fluid. So basically, my gender identity is kind of like always changing. And currently, I'm identifying as gender neutral, which means I don't identify as a gender. I just feel like I'm really neither. That's why I'm going by they, them, because it's not a gendered term.
Mm-hmm. So why do you go by those pronouns?
I don't really feel like I fall in the binary of being, like, a boy or a girl. Like, I just don't feel super feminine or masculine. It's just kind of, like, a nice middle ground where I feel like I don't have to have the pressure of being either or.
Gotcha. And do you know other people who prefer to go by he, him, she, her, or they, them?
Yeah, I actually have, like, a good amount of friends. A lot of them are friends I've met through, like, Tumblr and stuff. And some of they're, like, internet friends I talk to. But I've also met... a few people in real life who identify like outside of the gender like binaries and stuff. I have a few friends who are gender neutral as well.
So this is popular like on the internet, as you said, with Tumblr. And is it do you know many people at school or stuff like that kind of go by
yeah,
that?
I know a few at our school, and I feel like each year I kind of meet new people that I didn't expect or something like that. And it's definitely something that's still like it's popular, but it's still kind of hard to, like, say that you are that because it's kind of a touchy topic still. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, like, run into problems with, like, you being labeled as, like, what you are? Like, do you ever get into any problems?
Yeah. It can be hard sometimes when I do performing arts, and with theater and choir, everything's very gendered. Like, choir, you're either a boy or a girl, so you have that role within the choir. And if you... are born as a female, you have to wear the dress, like everything like that. And when you audition for shows, there's not anything that's gender neutral. You're either boy or girl. So I kind of run into problems with that.
It's pretty interesting.
All right. And we're going to play Lily Allen, Smile, but we will be right back with more from Cecil.
Welcome back to Invisible, and I'm your co-host, Niharika Katrigada, alongside Emily Patton. And our topic today is gender pronouns. So, Cecil, is this common in like school or in the... or in the internet? I know we mentioned that before, so.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common. It just kind of depends on how comfortable you are kind of coming out with it and stuff, because it kind of fits into, like, the topic of, like, LGBT, because even if you're not, like, male to female, like, if you're gender neutral and stuff, you are classified as transgender. So, like, I would be classified as a transgender person, so it's still very hard to come out as that because there's so much prejudice still happening.
What advice would you give to people that are, like, not feeling comfortable, like, how, like, they don't feel comfortable being identified as a girl or being identified as a boy? What advice would you give them?
Well, I would definitely say first kind of explore it, because there is a lot of, like, gender identities that people don't know about and that you can find out about and kind of find out what suits you and what's comfortable. And honestly, I think the best way to do it is we have a GSA here, and even though it's Gay Straight Alliance, you can still find a lot of people that are... like transgender and not just gay, but like pansexual, bisexual, stuff like that. And so I think it's a good outlet, actually. That's kind of how I met a lot of people who were similar to me. And you can always talk to me.
So what do you guys typically do in Gay Straight Alliance? Because I have a couple friends that are in it, and I just wanted to know what goes down there.
Yeah, it's definitely different each year, but we just kind of have, like, a mission to kind of open up acceptance within the school. And we just try to be involved in events like homecoming and whenever we have, like, school-wide things and, like, when the clubs get together and stuff, we just try to really be open to allowing everyone to come in. And it's just kind of about discussion and discussing how we can make our school a better place and more accepting for all these people. Yeah,
sounds pretty interesting.
All right, and is there anything you'd like to say to those who don't really understand the whole gender pronoun thing?
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't really understand it, I guess the baseline is you need to try to respect it for other people, because even if you don't understand it, when you, like, misgender someone, which would be not using their correct pronoun, it really hurts for people who are that way, because there's something called gender dysphoria, which means you kind of feel misplaced, like, in your body and stuff, as if, like, your genitalia and your brain don't match up. And so when you misgender someone, it kind of makes them have a bad day and kind of feel like they're dissociated and they're not really them. And so it's just really important to respect people's pronouns, even if you personally don't understand it.
Has there been any, like, I guess, serious, like, bullying that's happened because of the way that you or anybody that you know being labeled as, like, they instead of him or her?
You know, I haven't seen super serious bullying, but I have had times where I've had people on Twitter maybe who, like, they're, like, tweeting at me and stuff, and they don't use my correct pronouns. I don't have to tweet back, like, hey, you're misgendering me, can you please change that? And a lot of times people just don't cooperate, but I've never really had someone fully be outwardly rude to me, which is nice.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Just if you, like, are questioning your gender, don't stress about it. It's gender is, like, always going to be a fluid thing, even if you're not gender fluid. Like, you're always going to fluctuate in some sense. So just don't stress about it. Just take your time figuring it out. You don't have to jump into it or anything. And yeah.
Thank you so much, Cecil, for coming on today. You gave us some great information.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very, very more informed about this. I don't know. I love learning new things, though. That's probably why I'm a co-host of the show now. So yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that does it for this edition of Invisible. Up next, we have Mountain Sound by Of Monsters and Men. You're listening to 91.3.